everyone. You are listening to WMUC FM College Park. And before we can get into our episode of Rhyme or Reason for this week, I've just got a quick little PSA for you all. So let's get going with some sleep. Sleep PSA.
Ever wonder why you feel like a complete zombie when your alarm goes off after 8 hours, if you're even lucky enough to get that much sleep? As college students, it feels almost impossible for us to get enough sleep. We're constantly told to get 8 hours, but is that really the magic number? Did you know that throughout the night, your body cycles through periods of light sleep and very deep sleep? Most people's sleep cycles tend to last 90 minutes, so if you aim for 8 hours, your alarm is likely to go off just as you're diving into deeper sleep. Try aiming for 7.5 hours of sleep and see how you feel in the morning. If you feel great, you probably nailed it and found your sleep cycle. If you don't feel perfect just yet, test out an 85 or 95 minute sleep cycle instead. Not only will you feel great in the mornings once you discover your magic number, you'll also add about 30 minutes of valuable time to your day.
All right.
Hey, guys.
Hey. Welcome to the last episode.
Yeah, we're pretty sure this is the last episode.
Well, I discovered I have a final during our showtime.
Oh, so this is the last episode.
I mean, unless you want to do it, but...
I don't think so.
Yeah, so welcome to the last episode of Rhyme or Reason for this semester. Yay. I'm going to miss you guys.
Me too.
But...
Wait, you're going to be gone for so long.
I'm going to be gone for so long, and we'll talk about that. But let me do a quick little intro. As I said, this is Rhyme or Reason, and this is for all our love... Oh, this is Rhyme or Reason with me, DJ Momo.
And me, DJ J-May.
And this is for all our lovers of good music and good poetry out there. For anyone who doesn't know how it goes, basically, we're just going to read some poems and then play some songs that go along with that poem and then wash, rinse, repeat. Either way, whether it's based on vibes or thematically or whatever, there is rhyme or reason to the songs that we pick.
Can they hear that? Can you hear me snapping, guys?
Kinda. It's very quiet. I don't know if they can... Yeah. I can hear it on my end, but I don't know if they can hear it on the broadcast, but that's okay.
Shout out Mike, too.
Shout out Mike, too. But yeah. Okay, so let's talk about next semester really quick.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, so, guys, I am going abroad for the spring.
Yay!
Which I'm very, very excited about. I'll be in España in Barcelona. Madrid. I'm not going to be in Barcelona.
Okay. Madrid.
Madrid. Yeah, I'm going to be in Madrid, expanding my knowledge of the Spanish language and the arts, los artes.
So jealous.
I'm so excited. I'm a little scared, too, also, but I feel like that's natural.
Always.
You know, it just feels like it's sneaking up on me.
Yeah.
But... it's going to be so great.
Yes.
But yeah, so what is Rhyme or Reason, DJ J-May? What is Rhyme or Reason going to look like in the spring?
Guys, I'm scared. I feel like I'm going to take you into my dungeon with me. And we're going to play in my dungeon. Okay, sorry. I didn't mean to say that. No, wait.
Speak your truth.
My truth is that it's going to look a little bit more similar to Feast Your Soul. Mm-hmm. However, we're not going to focus on one genre, but we're definitely going to be in there with the poetry. We're going to be in there with the journaling. We're going to be in there. It's going to be like, I want it to be like a relaxing hour.
Love.
Or so.
And we're going to be where? In there.
In there.
In there.
With me, DJ J-May.
With DJ J-May, yes. Yeah, so, yeah, so no one... never fear, Rhyme or Reason is continuing.
Up and strong, guys.
And I'll be back.
Yeah, she's coming back, so...
Well, you know, I might just decide... I might just fall in love and never come back to the States.
You know what? I actually really want that for you. As much as that would hurt my heart, I really want that for you.
I do and don't.
Okay.
I think the ideal situation, okay, come back... finish Rhyme or Reason.
Yeah.
Finish my degree.
Okay, yeah, get that
then,
degree.
And then go back. Then, no, yeah. I mean, we'll see how I feel. But
I want to run away to, like, Europe as well, actually.
Yeah, I'm just...
I hate it here, guys.
I'm very excited to get in there to
I'm also really excited to get in there.
Because where are we going to be?
In there.
Yeah, no, but I don't know. I'm just so excited to be there, live a completely different life. And if I fall in love, I fall in love. I mean with Madrid. Yeah, I don't mean with a person.
What's
I just
that
mean.
What's song that's like in the kayak?
I don't know.
I think it's Ruiz.
Okay.
Are you familiar with Ruiz?
I don't think so.
It's Prince Royce, and that's his, like, he has that in every song. I don't know what it's called, like a tag.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
But he always says, Royce.
Cute. Okay. So now that we've kind of explained that, do you have anything else to say before we kind of get into it?
Girl, no. Other than I know you guys probably had a bad week too, crazy week.
We've both had crazy weeks.
We both have had crazy weeks. So shout out to the listeners. You guys are okay. We're gonna get there. It's okay.
Shout out to the listeners. Yes. Everything will be okay. Yes. The semester's almost over.
Yes.
And shout out, I know she's not listening, but to my professor, Dr. Shetland in the English department and like rhetoric. And so if y'all know her, shout out. If she's for some reason listening, shout out. She has been so sweet and shown me so much grace and been such a light in my life the past week. Like, I've had two conferences with her in the past week.
Whoa.
And well, because like she did an exit conference with everyone in the class, and then like I scheduled one just because I was so like enjoying the material that I was like, also like it helped my grade to do it, but that's not the point. Like, honestly, that I took so we sat and talked for like 2 hours.
Beautiful.
Me and my professor, we just chatted it up. It was wonderful. So she's just been so great, such a light, in a weird time.
Also, shout out to people, I know this is my situation, but shout out to people who have struggle around the holidays because of complicated family things. So I know, like, I'm stressed this week, and then people are like, oh, it's okay, you only have a couple days left in the semester. I'm like, yeah, but Christmas. What about Christmas, guys?
Yeah.
So shout out to you guys. It'll be okay, I promise.
It will be okay.
Poetry.
Yeah. So normally DJ J May and I try to stick to like one theme for the episode, but today we both have two different themes. But we, you know, they're kind of
works.
One. It works. So I am doing poetry in Spanish. To say adios to this day, say hola Madrid.
Y'all
mind if a white girl speaks a little Espanol tonight? Because that's what we're doing.
I'm excited.
Yeah, so I'm going to start with a poem by Tilsa Ota. And I've read a few of her poems on here, actually, but I always do the English translations. Because I've never like done a Spanish focused episode before. And I was also always really nervous, and today we're just gonna
vas a leer en español? You're gonna read in Spanish?
Sí.
Estoy emocionada.
Sí, sí, tengo two poems in Spanish.
Qué linda.
Yeah, so this is Como sombras de una
It's okay,
up. Como sombras de un tema musical de Tilsa Ota. Subí todo el brillo para poder besarte. Fue como hacerme gigante, como si un conejo me hubiera dado un consejo. Lo hubiera seguido y hubiera caído en un agujero profundo. Algún orificio tuyo desde donde contemplo tu interior. Decorado con excelente gusto, cuando regresó a casa el brillo es nulo, como sombras de un tema musical. O también podría decirse que es de noche, que nunca salí del espejo, que la imaginación precede siempre al conocimiento.
Nice.
Yeah, so that is Como sombras de un tema musical, or for our non-Spanish speakers out there, the English translation of that title is Like Shadows of a Musical Theme.
Oh, shadows. I was wondering what sombra, that word was.
Yeah. And so basically it's, I'm going to give a quick like rundown of the poem. Basically, like getting lost in the world of like a person you admire, likely like a crush or a lover. And then coming back to the real world and realizing, you know, maybe it's not as ideal as like this fascination.
Yeah.
That we have.
The worst disillusionment is the worst feeling ever.
Yeah.
But then the best. No, yeah.
Okay. Well, let's just get into the music. I'm going to start us off with Cool About It by Boy Genius, of course. Yes. Yeah, here we go.
Met you at the dive bar to go shoot some pool, make fun of the cowboys with the neck tattoos, ask you easy questions about work and school, I'm trying to be cool about it, feeling like an absolute fool about it, wishing you were kind enough to be cruel about it, telling myself I can always do without it, knowing that it probably isn't true. I came prepared for absolution if you'd only ask, so I take some offense when you say no regrets. I remember it's impossible to pass your test, but I'm trying to forget about it, feeling like I'm breaking a sweat about it, wishing you would kindly get out of my head about it, telling myself one day I'll forget about it, knowing that it probably isn't true. Once I took your medication to know what it's like, now I have to act like I can't read your mind. I ask you how you're doing and I let you lie, but we don't have to talk about it, I can walk you home and practice method acting, I'll pretend being with you doesn't feel like drowning, telling you it's nice to see how good you're doing, even though you know it isn't true.
Hello.
Welcome back.
Welcome back. You are listening to WMUC, and that was just Dream Girl in Shibuya by Hayley Williams.
I really liked both of those songs. They were both
right.
Very beautiful.
Well, you did already know Cool About It.
I love Cool About It.
DJ
Cool
J-May
About It is my
was,
jam.
Yeah, they were feeling it.
I was. I was in it.
Yeah, and I was in it too. I just wasn't like...
she was telling
I was,
a tale.
Yeah. Who
tale.
Else up feeling icky?
Who else out feeling icky? That is so true. Sometimes I do think about that when I'm like up late and I'm like, oh, this is terrible. I feel terrible. I'm like, you know what? There's at least like on this campus, there's at least like 10 other people who feel this way. And you know what? We're in this together.
We are. You know what? And that's on sisterhood.
That's on sisterhood.
That's on sisterhood and community.
I don't care if you identify as a male. That's on sisterhood.
Men can...
You can
be
part of
sisters.
The
men can be sisters.
In certain circumstances. Circumstances.
Right.
In circumstance.
Absolutely. But yeah, so these were our songs for the poem. Oh, I don't even remember what it's called.
No
Como
worries.
Sombras de un tema musical de Tilsa Ota. And we are gonna move right on along into our next poem, also a Spanish poem. It is called Calvin Klein Under Drawers.
Oh my gosh, I know this one.
Right. It's part of the Spanish 303 curriculum.
Yes,
so if you are a Spanish minor, or probably majors too, I'm sure.
Yeah, sure.
You are familiar with this poem. I mean, I don't know how long it's been on
the syllabus.
I can only
connect this to the ads. Like the visuals.
Oh, yeah.
They're very revealing
and
visuals.
That's the point.
Yeah, and that
and
is
we'll
the
get
point.
Into that.
Yes.
I wrote an essay about this on my midterm.
Beautiful.
But yeah, it's by, what's her name? Anna Rossetti. And this is from 1985, which I was
yes.
kind of like, wait, like
a while ago, but it seems pretty modern.
Right. That's why I was like, this, that's tea. Like,
yeah.
But yeah, anyway, this is Calvin Klein Underdrawers. Oh my God. I have to zoom in, guys. My eyes.
It's also dark in here. We keep it dark.
We keep it dark.
Even though we're reading poetry.
Right. It's fine when we're on the computers, but like last
yeah,
week
oh
we were
God.
Reading from our journals
like
in the dark.
Shining a light.
Yeah. Okay, Calvin Klein Underdrawers. Fuera yo como nevada arena alrededor de un lirio. Hoja de acanto de tu vientre orma. O flor de algodonero que en su nube ocultora. El más severo mármol travertino. Suave estuche de telas, moldura de caricias, fuera yo, y en tu joven turgencia me tensará. Fuera yo tu cintura, fuera el abismo oscura de tus ingles, redondos capiteles para tus muslos fuera. Fuera yo, Calvin Klein. It's cute.
I don't know how to say this in an appropriate way.
Morning.
Yes. It's passionate.
I had to center myself there. Y'all didn't hear it, but DJ made it. It is passionate.
It's passionate.
Compasión. Sí, pasionante. I don't know if that's right. I don't know if that's a word.
Sí.
I'm making words up.
Tampoco, bro.
I don't know if that's the right. Whatever. It doesn't matter.
Siento que olvido like all of my Spanish. Siento mal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think...
Tengo susto.
I hope it just, like, magically
just
comes
back.
To me when I'm in Spain and
no,
immersed.
I'm a believer in environment for learning.
Oh, yeah.
Especially for language.
Oh, yeah. Like, I'm so excited to just come back fluent.
No, you're going to come back and then somebody's going to speak English to you and then another person's going to speak English to you and then it's going to be gone.
Yeah, literally. No, I don't know if you've seen the clip of Josh Hutcherson on Brittany Broski's show.
Oh my gosh.
And they're
Wait,
talking
why
about,
is he so
like,
good at Spanish?
Because he learned in Madrid.
Oh my gosh, I got an ad on Snapchat Spotlight of him speaking in Spanish promoting the movie. the FNAF movie.
What? Really?
Yes, it was in Spanish, and I was like, whoa.
Yeah.
White boy, whoa.
Right, because there was this clip of Brittany Broski and Josh Hutcherson speaking Spanish, because Brittany Broski knows, I don't know if she's like fluent, but she speaks enough Spanish, and so does Josh Hutcherson, and so they were talking, and they were like, oh, wait, where's your accent from? Like, I've never heard, like, I'm not familiar with that one as much, like, da-da-da. And Brittany Broski was like, oh, Mexico. He was like, Madrid. My home. I've never been there. Mi hogar. Okay. Anyway, let's just get into the music.
Selena!
Yes! I decided I wanted to play some Hispanic music because, like, we're getting Hispanic today. Y'all mind if a white girl speak a little Espanol? And so, yeah, I wanted to get into some Selena. Admittedly, I don't know, like, that much about her. I'm just familiar with, like, the fact that she is an icon. But this song is fire, so shout out. And later I'm gonna have some Caliu cheese for us.
Oh my gosh, I love the part of the song. She goes, siempre estoy pensando en ti.
Yes.
Oh my gosh, I love this, guys. I'm so excited.
Yeah, and then we're gonna split up those two songs with a white girl speaking English. y'all might have a white girl speak a little English tonight.
Not at all.
Okay, so let's just get into Dreaming of You by Selena. Bye.
Late at night when all the world is sleeping, I stay up and think of you. And I wish on a star that somewhere you are thinking of me too. 'Cause I'm dreaming.
Skittles in the passenger seat. My God, I felt so little since we left Tennessee. I was asking about your sister and the drama in your town when you kinda started to whisper, so I turned the volume down. You said I don't wanna talk too much. I don't wanna talk too much.
You have no idea how bad I wanna hear, how bad I wanna be near. What I'd give to feel you take your hands off the wheel. My God, I wanna be near.
We're just miles from Dallas when the engine gives out. Almost forgot to panic, I was laughing so loud. I watch you light up telling stories of your roommates in New York. How could you worry that you bore me when I'm begging you for more?
You have no idea how bad I wanna hear, how bad I wanna be near. What I'd give to
Welcome back. That was Caliuchis with Pensamientos Intrusivos. And that was the end of DJ Momo's section. Goodbye. Yippee. Off to Spain.
Adios.
Adios.
I'll still be here. Don't worry.
What? For now?
For this episode. For the rest of this episode.
Okay,
I mean.
For the rest
of this episode.
I'm just
saying adios is like a little joke.
Okay.
I'm just trying to clarify. Joke only.
Wait, have you seen that guy?
No.
He's like Filipino and gay, and he's like, joke only. And I love him. Okay, awesome. Here you go. We're doing our little switcheroo, guys.
Yes, yes. If you didn't notice how my voice is now crunchy in your body. Like,
and now mine is beautiful and sexy.
James.
Clear. I said a different word.
Oh, I only gasped because we said like beautiful at the same time.
Okay, true.
Yeah.
Gagged. Okay. My section is more of a goodbye. I think DJ Momo's was looking forward.
Yeah.
And mine is more so reflecting and acceptance, perhaps. Mm. So I have denial and then middle and then acceptance for you guys. That's my three little sections. That's what the vibe I'm hoping for. So without further ado, the first poem that I'm going to read is Denial by Patricia Frohlander. He called it his ranch, yet each winter day found her beside him feeding hay to hungry cows. In summer heat, you would find her in the hayfield, cutting, raking, baling, stacking. In between, she kept the books, cooked, cleaned, laundered, fed bum lambs, garden rose straight, canned jars of food lined cellar walls. Then she died. I asked him how he would manage, just like I always have, he said. Right? I don't know. I don't feel like I even have any more words for that. That being said, I don't know if I want to play this or if I just want to do Chapel Roan. should I play two songs or should I just play Chapel Roan? Maybe
I don't know the other songs. So
actually, yeah.
What do you feel in your heart?
I'm gonna actually just do Chapel. This is the Subway. I love this song. I'm not really a big fan of like Chapel Roan's music in general, but this song is a crazy ballad and it gets me.
I love Chapel Roan's music.
Oh my gosh.
And me and my friends specifically love singing the end of the Subway, you know.
Yes.
Like, you know the vibe. Y'all will hear it if you're not familiar.
I was singing and roller skating to this and I was like on an empty court and it was so gorgeous.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, guys. Without further ado, this is The Subway by Chapel Roan. Thanks for tuning in to Rhyme My Reason on WMU Slay.
It's just another day, and it's not. trust myself that I won't say your name. But I'm still counting down all of the days till you're just another girl on the subway.
Thank you, Chapel.
Thank you, Chapel.
Thank you, Chapel.
In the Chapel of Chapel.
In the Chapel of Chapel. I actually really like chapels. It makes me feel like I'm in high school again.
You ever go to Memorial Chapel?
Yeah, sometimes.
I really like the Reflection Garden.
Oh, my. Yes, yeah, so beautiful. One time it was, like, full moon, and then I don't know if I'm, like, allowed to say this. Okay, people are really weird about witchcraft. Like, really weird about it. Like,
I don't think that would be... Like
rituals. Okay, well, it doesn't even matter. Yeah, I did do a ritual there, and that's all I'm going to say about it. but it was so beautiful and wonderful, and it was, like, in the summer when nobody was here, and it was just me. It was really great. Okay. it wasn't that crazy, y'all, but people just get really, like, really up in arms about witchcraft.
Yeah.
Ugh, guys, like, have a little whimsy in your life. Okay, this next poem that I'm going to read, this is for the in-between, the confusion. I feel like I'm constantly in this state, like, constantly in limbo, constantly in confusion and chaos, but also I'm 20 years old, so I feel like that makes sense. So this is Meadowlark by Karen Soli. She mixes, like, hard and soft, if that makes sense, like spiritual and mathematic, which I really like, and I feel like it's kind of chaotic beautiful in that way. Yeah, so this is Meadowlark, which is a bird, by Karen Soli. Prayer in the throat of a non-believer, offered up to the absent hereafter. His two long notes and descending warble put him at the center of things. A partial method, he knows, is no method. But when you are too weak for beauty's startlement, when you desire not silence but the peace of vague and benign neglect, at decibels audible over the wind, radio, tires through gravel, through the open driver's window, his song is like arrows of pure math, straight into whatever the heart is. It's still unbroken land, its native grasses. And that was Meadowlark by Karen Soli. And for this middle part, I wanted to just play, like, I wanted to go back to basics. Like, I just thought of, like, favorite songs, put it out there. So, of course, I have Alice Phoebe Liu and Ravina. So beautiful. So, like, it just really, like, hits deep into my chest, these songs. So I hope that you guys enjoy. We're going to do Angel by Alice Phoebe Liu and then Lose My Focus. And this is the one with Umi on it. And it's really beautiful. All right.
Nothing that I see is real. It's all floating, unpredictable. Reality became strange and I wanted to share it with you. And there's something
to go outside. I've been hiding for quite some time. I don't have to have a purpose. I just wanna play. Turn yourself back on. Show me how you've longed for me. For me. I should have seen it coming. But there was an angel looking out for me. Twisting and turning alone at night is my baby away. I just wanna reach out. It's another lonely night without you. But in the fading light, it's another inner fight. It's another lonely night without you. Is it safe to go outside? I've been hiding for quite some time. I don't have to have a purpose. I just wanna play. Turn yourself back on. Show me how you've longed for me. Only I should have seen.
inside your pocket or sit on your shoulder. I wanna be this baby even when we're getting older. Can't number lose my focus. Can't number lose my cool. Can't move it through my body, all in my mind too. Can't number look this stupid.
Alrighty, that was Lose My Focus by Ravina and Umi. And then before that, you listened to some Alice Phoebe Lou. Okay, this is the last you're going to hear from us
for a while.
For so long for you. I'm getting emotional. I'm feeling very emotional this week. It'll be okay. I don't know. It'll be so good. But yeah, so the last thing I have, it's not really a poem, but it's a very famous quote from Shakespeare play.
It's a poem.
It is a poem. Good night, good night. Parting is such sweet sorrow that I shall say good night till it be morrow. Shout out to Juliet.
Good night, y'all.
Good night, y'all. We'll see you till it's morrow, girl.
See you till it's
morrow. See you till it's morrow.
By morrow, we mean next year.
Oh my gosh. Okay. All right. So thematically, this is like very on the nose, Golden Slumbers by the Beatles, and then Love to Keep Me Warm by Leve and Dodi. This is such a cute song for winter. I thought it would like send us off with good vibes, gentle vibes for the holiday and forward.
And manifesting this for both of us.
Yes,
also.
For both
and
of for us.
All of you
for
guys.
All of you guys. You deserve it. Mm-hmm. Okay, thanks for being with us this semester. We'll see you. We'll catch you later.
Thank you so much. And really quick, thank you guys so much for like listening to how Rhyme or Reason has grown this semester. I feel like with the addition of DJ J-May, like it's become something entirely new.
For sure.
I just have loved doing this with
I'm feeling so emotional. I feel it in my chest.
Me too.
Okay.
Okay.
Let's.
Good night.
Okay, good night.
Once there was a way to get back homeward. Once there was a way to get back home. Sleep pretty darling, do not cry, and I will sing a lullaby. Sing a lullaby. Once there was a way to get back homeward. Once there was a way to get back home. Sleep pretty darling, do not cry, I will sing a lullaby. Can get together. There's nothing sweeter, finer. When it's nice and cold, I can hold my baby closer to me and collect the kisses that undo me. I love the winter weather, 'cause I got my love to keep me warm. weather, so the two of us can get together. There's nothing sweeter, finer, when it's nice and cold. I can hold my baby closer to me and collect the kisses that outdo me. I love the winter weather, 'cause I got my love to keep me warm. Winter's upon us, so won't you stay with me from Christmas to New Year's Day? Don't leave me alone, I won't. Let's light a fire and let it snow. I love the winter weather, so the two of us can get together. There's nothing sweeter, finer, when it's nice and cold. I can hold
my baby closer to me,
to me,
and collect the kisses that are to me. I love the winter,
winter
weather, 'cause I got my love to keep me warm.
'Cause I got my love to keep me warm.